The Mariners in Kansas City taking on the Royals. First inning, Robinson Cano trying to reach a milestone facing Jason Hamill.
Here in Kansas City, Missouri, the stretch by Hamill. And the 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swing, and a line drive down the right field line. A fair ball in toward the corner. Here comes double number 500 up with the ball. Bonifacio, the throw in, is cut off by the second baseman, Merrifield. Around to third goes Gene Segura and Robbie Cano. Welcome to the 500 double club.
Paxton, arm dangling down to his sides, now comes set right beneath his chin. He stares home and deals. Swing and a miss. It gets away from Zunino up the first baseline. Here comes Merrifield. A flip to Paxton. He drops it. Collision at the plate. Paxton's okay. Slams his glove on top of home plate. He can't hold on to it. It barely gets away from Zunino, but it was all that Whit Merrifield needed.
So now the tie and run is in scoring position with one out. Hamill looks in, the 2-2 to Heredia. Swing, and this is thumped into left field. Cabrera charging back, can't get there. Here comes Seager. He rolls around third base and crosses home. Guillermo Heredia is standing up at second base, the guy who was scheduled to start this game on the bench. And Heredia dancing off the bag at second. The pitch. Swing, and it's cracked into center field. It drops in for a base hit. Actas waving home Heredia. Kane has no throw. And Gerard Dyson, the homecoming continues here inside Kauffman Stadium. He has given the Mariners a 3-2 lead as the hush falls over Kauffman. Mariners are on top here in the seventh. Here comes the pitch. Swing, and this is clobbered out to right field, dropping quickly, and it drops in front of Bonifacio. Dyson with the head start, and he motors home. He crosses home plate. Leonis Martin lifts one into right field for a base hit. Dyson coming home easily, and the lead is extended. Third run in this inning, it's 4-2 Mariners.
Edwin Diaz's 22nd save. The Mariners get back over 500 as they take it 5-2. James Paxton wins his seventh straight start, allowing two runs in six innings, striking out seven. Gene Segura, two hits and two runs scored. Robinson Cano with his 500th career double in the first inning. The Mariners get back over the 500 mark. Manager Scott Servais spoke after.
Outstanding come from behind win. Obviously, both starters were throwing the ball very well. It didn't seem like there was going to be a lot of runs scored, but we were able to put some pressure on them and mount an inning and put a crooked number up there, which is great. But, you know, Paxton continues to be really dominant. You know, he's out there. I thought the first time through the lineup, you know, he was right on everything. Second time through, they put some good swings on him. They did hit some balls at us, and, you know, we'll take it. And then, you know, you know, and they put the go-ahead run, you know, at second, third time we had a chance to get out of it. You know, the ball scoots away from Zunino, and Merrifield made a very aggressive play. You know, I tipped my hat to him for going for it there. I thought we had him, but, you know, Pax didn't hang onto the ball. And then and our offense started to get it going. You know, big double by Heredia. I thought, you know, we were very aggressive on the bases tonight. The stolen bases kind of put some pressure on them and created opportunities for us. And, you know, Dyson had another good game. Great to see Leonis chipped in. And, you know, Robbie Cano's 500 double. You know, good for him. It's been an unbelievable career he's had, and hopefully we get to see a few more of those doubles and homers.
So we haven't seen James have that kind of high leverage innings like he did in the fifth and sixth. I mean, he really had to work to get through those.
He did. They made some good adjustments against him. You know, they were on the fastball, you know, the breaking stuff they were laying off for the most part. And, you know, they got a good club. They made adjustments, there's no doubt. You know, after the first time through, they had a different plan going up there. They were more aggressive. They squared up balls, and, you know, he's fortunate to keep him down.
He's really carried you here for a month. I mean.
He has absolutely carried us. There is no doubt. And he's embracing, you know, kind of being the guy that we look to. I think, you know, when he came out of the game tonight, you know, you look all the teammates, kind of the feeling, you know, in the dugout, like he's our guy. And good for him. He's worked his tail off. You know, if you look at where he was a year ago to where he's come, it's awesome. And it's been a lot of hard work. He's very talented, but you still got to work your tail off, and it's nice to see him get the results.
Your award winners coming through tonight with Pax, and then Diaz closing it out. He's in a nice groove.
Yeah, our bullpen was outstanding tonight. Phelps, DeVincent, and Eddie was right on point tonight. So get those leads, you got to hold on to them, and our guys did a great job with it tonight.
Couldn't have drawn it up much better, too. Clean for all those guys to come out.
Yeah, it was. And again, we tied the game. You know, we had some discussion about sending Paxton back out there. We felt he still had a little bit left in his tank. But anytime a pitcher, you have that crazy play, whether it's at first base or home plate, it's, you know, it just gets them kind of, you know, off their spot, so to speak. But, you know, once we took the lead, I felt real comfortable. Let's go to our guys. And obviously they held him down.
Dyson looks like he kind of enjoys playing here.
He really does. You know, he's got a little hop in his step this weekend, and we knew it would be that way. It should be that way. You know, he's got a lot of good friends in the other dugout, and he wants to play well, and he wants to beat him. And you know, good night for him.
Yeah, you talked about the speed on the bases. Kyle Seager stole the base.
Yeah, we had Kyle going a couple times tonight. I think, you know, going into the game, obviously with the late scratch of Cruzy, and you know, we got to be creative and try to put some pressure on them. It's not always going to work, but tonight it did. And, you know, we got some big hits behind it, too, which always makes it look good and helps out.
What is that something he reported with, or did it get worse?
I'm sorry?
Is that something that got worse throughout the afternoon with him?
Cruzy, yeah. You know, Cruzy was fine when he came in today. He was in the cage, I think, taking some swings, and you know, he had like a spasm up in his lat, his neck area, and really locked up on him. So we'll see how he is tomorrow. He's still pretty tightened up, but you know, obviously when he's not in our lineup, it's a different looking lineup. We miss him greatly, but you know, guy stepped up tonight. Heredia gave us some good at bats, and that's what you got to do in those nights.
Gerard Dyson finishes with two hits, an RBI, and a run scored. He spoke with the media after the game.
No, I'm not okay with that. I hope they continue to love me out throughout my career. But it was fun coming here, you know, to get some cup of knocks, get going, and help this team out. You know, it's a big series for us.
You get a couple of big knocks. You, Heredia, in that seventh inning, and you know you've got to make plays because the Royals don't beat themselves, and you're able to beat them tonight.
Yeah, you know, Heredia came up. That was a big double for him, the tightest ball game. And that gave us some momentum. I come up, get a base hit, score another run. And Leona's come behind me and drive me in, so that's huge. You kept the line moving. And we did a great job. It was all around great performance by our team.
Three stolen bases in that seventh inning. You guys get into scoring position, and then you get the big knock. Speed, big part of your game, and it was for the team tonight.
Yeah, man, we got to play our game. We know we're going to have to try. We got to test them. We're going to have to run on them, and we got to make things happen with our legs at times, and that's what we did tonight.
Two more games to go. You guys feeling good about where you are in the series, about what you can do against these guys?
Yeah, we're feeling great. We feel like it's going to be a dog fight, but we're ready for the challenge.
James Paxton wins his seventh straight start, allowing two runs and six innings of work.
I think they just kind of got a look at me and what I had that night and kind of started to get on it a little bit. You know, my breaking stuff was on and off. I threw some good breaking pitches, but then I threw some not so good ones also. So they fouled off a lot more balls and, you know, scraped some hits together. I had a couple of wild pitches there that hurt us. And, you know, that stuff happens.
The play at the plate that you almost make, it looks like you beat Merrifield to the plate.
Yeah, I went for the tag a split second too soon. It just tipped off the end of my glove. If I had waited just like a split second longer to catch the ball and then go for the tag, I think I could have got him. But, you know, Z made a really good feed on that, and I just missed it.
Your August continues from where you left off in July. I mean, this is kind of a role that you enjoy doing, stepping up, you know, team on a two-game skid, and now they look to you and you deliver.
Absolutely, you know, and they did it too tonight. Those guys made some great plays out there, and they got the sticks, you know, gave up some runs, and they came right back and scored, answered. And did a really good job. The bullpen did a fantastic job also.
What's it like to hand off to that bullpen? I think there was some question. You could have gone back, but you got those runs. And
right.
Who are you giving that ball to now?
Yeah, I'm real confident handing the ball to those guys. They've been so good out there, and I'm not scared to give the ball to them at all. Obviously, you know, the competitor in me wants to go back out there, but they explained it to me, you know, just sat down for a while after some long innings. They didn't want me to heat back up and get hurt, so. Went to those guys, and we were confident going to those guys right there.
James, how taxing were the fifth and sixth? I mean, they made you work a little bit. You know, you had to throw some kind of high leverage pitches.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they were grinding, and so was I. And it was one of those games. And you know, it was taxing a little bit, but I was ready to go. You know, I felt good. I was strong, and was ready to take the ball back.
Up next, the series against the Royals continues on Saturday with Felix Hernandez on the hill.